Hello, and welcome to Princess in the Podcast. I'm your host, Hannah Sawyers, and I'm ready to talk Disney movies past and present. Once upon a time, Hannah, Ryan, and Katie sat down to talk new events for Disney Plus March 2020. It's another episode of our Disney Plus series. These episodes are going to release the last Wednesday of every month, and we're just going to talk about what's happened in the past month, as well as what's coming up in the future. What's good, guys?
Going on?
Hello.
Hello.
Y'all are both talking way too quiet.
Hello.
Y'all are a mess. It's fine. So here's some updates. New in March is the Black Panther is coming to Disney Plus, and the Big Hero 6 series is releasing season 2. When I looked over the list, there was nothing that really jumped out to me other than those two things. They all look like they're going to be fun things. A lot of them are like episodes of shows like Disney Fairy Tale Weddings and Clone Wars, which is actually what Ryan's going to be talking about today. So let's talk about a big thing that happened since the last time we recorded, which is the Disney Plus Super Bowl commercial. Yes. I'm really more here as a facilitator of this conversation than necessarily a member of the conversation. So here's what we know so far is that Falcon Winter Soldier will premiere in August of 2020 and WandaVision will premiere in December. What did you guys think of the commercial?
Also, before we get started on that, Loki has been announced for 2021.
We're in the feels.
Yes. The commercial. Just enough to get you wanting it.
Yes.
But nothing near what we need to really hold us over.
No. At all. I immediately texted both of y'all because I was freaking out. And I got on the internet because I knew it would already be up. And I just kept watching it. Because, like with WandaVision, there was so much happening because they were in different decades. And I was like, wait. Like, so I have no idea, like, what the storyline of the season is going to be about.
No.
So, I don't know. It's just like you said.
So were those the three that were kind of teased in the commercial? Loki, Winter Soldier,
like Loki
wasn't WandaVision.
They had one scene where it showed him and he says, like, I'm gonna burn this place down.
Right, which is shocker.
Yes.
It's Loki.
But in terms of the WandaVision, I was reading something on it and they said that the three or four scenes they showed are kind of set in famous sitcom settings, like I Love Lucy. I think Family Ties was one of them.
I kind of felt like that.
And the Brady Bunch. So, like, they're kind of set in those. And you kind of got that feel because there were some in black and white and stuff like that. Babies were teased in it as well. It's kind of interesting to see where they're going to go with this. Falcon and Winter Soldier. That just looks awesome.
Yes, I'm so excited. That was the one I read up on about first, and I think I read that Sharon Carter, who was in Civil War, I believe.
And in Winter Soldier.
That's right. Okay. Yep. I read that she was going to be in there. So nice. Captain America is my favorite Avenger ever. So I have really high expectations for someone taking the shield from Cap. So it's fine.
I think I'm going to go ahead and call dibs on that.
Balls! Okay, listeners.
I pointed to you.
I didn't know that's what the point was for.
To call dibs.
Ryan and I are going to fight to talk about Falcon Winter Soldier, so please stay tuned. I'm sure there'll be a video on the internet going around from Midwest City.
No, I think I can let her have Falcon Winter Soldier, even though I think that's going to be my favorite series, but I'll take Loki.
Oh.
And we can share WandaVision.
Yes.
I think is what we'll
Hannah,
do.
Hannah, I mean, unless you just...
unless you want to
on the Marvel
on this.
Well, I'm kind of excited, about the premise of WandaVision. So, is she a superhero?
Oh, yes.
What is...
Well, and I'm interested on the timeline as well.
Yes.
Like, I think I read, it was when they went into hiding... after Civil War?
Between Civil War and Infinity War.
Right, because I know that's where the new Black Widow movie takes place.
They didn't lead into much about the timing of it, but Wanda is definitely a superhero, and she's been kind of underused in the MCU compared to her role in the comics. So it's going to be interesting to see where they take her in the next
So was she really a standalone character in comic books, or was she more part of the, like, S.H.I.E.L.D.
Well, in the comics, she's actually a part of the X-Men universe more than she is anything. But in the comics, they're all one big thing. Yeah. Which I'm excited to see that play out here in the next coming years. But Wanda is, like, an Omega level person. Yeah, she's ultra powerful. So to see her kind of be downplayed, and not to say that, like, it doesn't fit the story, it's kind of interesting to see where they're going to go with it as they go on. And of course, you know, some things happen in Endgame or Infinity War that kind of make you wonder what they're going to do with this series and how they're really going to play it out because of the timing.
It's very interesting.
Yes.
Well, and I do know that the Russo brothers mentioned that in that scene in Infinity War, like, she could have killed Thanos right there.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, but why? Yeah. Like, for the sake of another movie? Like, what? She's so powerful. And,
I think, not to go down a rabbit hole on this, but I think with that situation, I think she doesn't fully trust or understand her powers.
Herself,
Because of, I want to say earlier in the MCU, she something happened and it was
when her brother died.
When her brother died, but then in Civil War, when she contained the explosion,
and she
ended up killing people by throwing it, which was safer. But
it's still,
she doesn't necessarily trust herself to really use her full powers.
Yeah,
but
needless to say, we are excited.
We are excited, exactly.
Another thing that kind of came out since the last time we recorded was the Mighty Ducks reboot. We knew about it.
I'm so excited.
But we've got more information. First off, we know that it's going to start off by being a 10-episode season. According to Variety, Emilio Estevez will be reprising his role as the coach.
Gordon Bombay, baby.
And then, so this is just kind of like a brief summary. The new Mighty Ducks is set in present-day Minnesota, where the Mighty Ducks have evolved from scrappy underdogs to an ultra-competitive powerhouse youth hockey team. Lauren Graham, who me and Katie love, is set to play a mother whose son is cut from the Ducks, and they create their own underdog team.
I'm here for it.
I'm here for it, and I don't even care about the Mighty Ducks.
Okay, confession time. I have never seen the Mighty Ducks.
I haven't either.
Okay.
Maybe we need a Disney Plus episode. One of us does the first one. One of us does the second one. Is there a third one?
Oh, yeah.
D3?
Yes.
Oh, there we go. Done. Okay. Just in case you're wondering, that may or may not be the April, March. I don't really know what to call these. Because, like, we're going to release it at the end of February. So, is it the February episode? But we're previewing things in March. So, what do you, you know, whatever. Who cares?
So, what I'm planning to do is I was going to watch, because they won't be available on Disney Plus until a little bit later this year.
What? They're not on there?
No.
Oh.
I'm planning on watching one, like, before they release the show, be like, set it up to where I watch an episode, like a movie, do a movie for this podcast that we do here. And then that way, when the show is actually available and we can watch it, I'll watch it that month and talk about it. That way, we kind of get a lead up to it, that kind of thing. But
so
if you guys want to jump in on that, we can do that.
We won't do that in March, because apparently...
Are they doing it like they did with The Mandalorian, where it's like one episode
they
each
probably
week?
Will.
Or is it just going to be all at once?
From what I read, I believe it's going to be a weekly thing.
Okay. I think that's how Disney Plus is going to play things, which is fine. It keeps you coming back.
It does.
But, yeah.
Let me see. So I got the information that I just quoted from Variety, and that's where I found all the things.
Also, just to be upfront here, pictures of Gordon Bombay or Emilio Estevez on the ice aren't flattering to his former image in this. I'm not going to say but if you've ever seen the movie and then you see the new pictures, he doesn't look like he was in the greatest of shape when they took these pictures. But we'll see how it comes out. They could be just training for this because, you know, ice hockey is something you gotta practice before you can really film it.
That's true.
There's nothing in that article saying how it will release, but I mean, I think it's safe to assume because Disney is doing that with all their originals that it'll be a weekly thing.
I say we boycott until they start.
Yeah, the three
episodes.
Of us can make a difference.
Yes. Well, I mean, hey, if we can get all of our audience and all of their friends.
Our 30 people that listen every week. This is just a side note. Share the podcast if you like it.
We'll boycott Disney together. Is that what we're saying?
No, it's more.
No. I'm not saying boycott them totally. I'm just saying boycott the new episodes until there's a full season available. And we all watch it at the same time. That way, Disney sees that jump in viewership is something. They're like, hey, let's go ahead and just release all the episodes at once.
Mm. What you're missing right now, because it's a podcast, is me rolling my eyes. Yeah. I think that's all I've got. Do you guys have any updates, news?
No. I will say this. The streaming service has gotten a lot better since we did our first episode last fall. In terms of reliability, in terms of features like, you know, a continue watching thing. And that continue watching thing is improved since they first released it. So that's nice.
Agreed.
It actually takes you back to the episode you started or you finished. And you can actually select a different episode if, like, Clone Wars, it's out of order. So it's nice.
Okay. Let's talk. I'm doing Camp Rock.
Woo! I'm doing Star Wars Clone Wars animated series.
And I am doing That So Raven.
Okay, so are y'all ready?
Yes.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Oof.
Okay. I win again. Okay. I win again. Guys, I am the king of paper, rock, scissors, evidently.
Well, it's rock, paper, scissors.
Whoa, big debate.
Don't matter. I win. I can say what I want to say.
Okay.
It. You guys go.
Okay.
Rock, paper, scissors, shoot.
Ha-ha!
Isn't this how it went last time, too?
I don't know. I remember. All I know is I won.
Katie won.
Second is the best, you know, so it's fine.
Okay, Ryan, go for it.
Okay, so Star Wars, The Clone Wars animated series is set during the 3 years between the prequel films Attack of the Clones and Revenge of the Sith. Most of the episodes in the series have a lighter tone compared to the movies, with a few episodes tackling some darker tone stuff, such as human trafficking, the moral cost of war, and the dangers of following a regime blindly. Most of the episodes are arranged in sets, ranging from 3 to 5 episodes, telling an overarching story for that pocket of time, and then jumping around from different parts of the war and such like that. I will say this, unfortunately, Cartoon Network did air this out of order, so you kind of have to get online and find a list to make sure that you're watching the correct thing, because like me, when you first start watching, you're like, wait, why are we talking about what happened in the last episode? And when they do the previously on, you're like, wait, that hasn't happened yet. What? Anyways, I won't go into that. But I really like this series because it kind of sheds some light on things that kind of get brought up in Revenge of the Sith and things that happen later in the original movies that you're like, I kind of wish I knew more about that.
Right.
It's not necessarily something you have to watch if you don't want to, if you don't have the time to invest in 6 seasons of 30-minute episodes, but it is definitely something that if you're like me and you like backstories or you like just more information about a certain situation and a thing, it's a definite watch for someone like that. And all the favorite characters, Anakin, Obi-Wan, R2-D2, C-3PO, they're all included, so go watch it. It's fun.
So I have a question.
Sure.
Is this like Doug in that there are episodes missing?
No, actually, all of the episodes are available because when Disney bought Star Wars, they bought everything.
Okay.
And so they actually are allowing you to see everything in its light. There's actually a film that came out before the series.
Should you start with the film?
You should definitely start with the film. I didn't,
okay.
And I'm too far into the series to really kind of care. To go back and watch it at this point. I probably will after I'm done, but I'm not really going to go back and start that whole thing over again at this point. But it's everything's available, and they're actually adding, there actually was kind of a missing season that didn't get aired or didn't get finished that they're releasing.
They're
now
actually releasing March 2020.
Yes.
They're releasing the Star Wars, the Clone Wars, the upcoming final season.
Yes.
Cool.
So they're finalizing that because then right after this, it jumps into Star Wars Rebels. Kind of. It goes into the Revenge of the Sith and then Star Wars Rebels right after that. And if you have not seen the Han Solo standalone movie, there is a character that's brought back to life in this animated series that kind of makes sense of what happened and why he's still alive. if you didn't already know, and you probably know who I'm talking about, but if you don't, go watch the show.
He's my favorite bad guy.
Bad guy, yes.
Yeah, 100%.
Everybody's.
Yeah.
Everybody's. I mean, that lightsaber, right?
For real, though. Yes.
Okay, once again, I am a facilitator of conversation.
We will get you sucked into the Star Wars universe.
Sure. I loved Star Wars growing up. Like, I watched 4, 5, and 6. I love those episodes. And then the new ones came out. Why did you feel the need? Why did you feel the need to whisper?
Because some people say 1, 2, 3 and mean the originals, and some people are sadly mistaken.
That's not their names.
I know. But some people don't talk in terms of episode number; they talk in released order.
Well, anyway,
and they're wrong.
I loved 4, 5, and 6. I watched 1 and 2 when I was younger, and I loved those. And then I loved, what was the first one that we watched at the Warren? The first new one.
Awakens.
Okay, I loved The Force Awakens. But now it's just, I get overwhelmed when there's too much content and I'm not able to keep up. That's why I'm not a Marvel person. Because there's too much.
Did you not watch episode 3?
No. Man. It was rated R when it came out.
You're my brother Anakin!
It is pretty dark. Like
I said. It was rated R when it came out, and it came out when I was like 10 or 11. Mm-hmm. And so I didn't watch it then. And I don't know that I've ever watched it, actually.
Honestly, I quote that probably.
It's the best of the prequels.
Yeah,
it
for
honestly
sure.
is.
But I'm pretty sure it was rated R. It might have been rated PG-13.
I was too young to remember.
I don't think it was rated R, but I can see why it might have been.
Here's a great thing.
It's
right, yeah. Well, and I grew up watching Star Wars because I have two younger brothers, and when you're the only girl, you get overruled. So it was sports or Star Wars, and so we burned those VHSs to death.
Oh, my goodness.
Okay, it came out in 2005, so I was 8, right?
Oh.
No, I was 12. Math's hard, y'all.
8.
I was thinking I was born in 93. 3 plus 5 is 8. That was what I was thinking.
It's fine. It's fine.
At least I can justify it. It was rated PG-13, so I wasn't quite 12.
But it was pretty intense, though.
Yeah.
So, I didn't watch it at the time, and I don't, I'm pretty confident I haven't watched it since, but.
Change that.
Okay.
She's so excited.
Any questions? I think you've asked him all your questions.
Yeah, I actually just started the Clone Wars because I knew the new season was coming out, and so I was like, okay, now's the perfect time, and I'm only 3 episodes in, and then Ryan was like, you have to watch a movie first, and then they're out of order, and I was like, oh my gosh, I'm so glad. So, yeah.
Okay. Let's hear about That's So Raven. That's So Raven.
This is absolutely my favorite Disney Channel show of all time.
Of all time?
Of all time. I saw Raven in concert when she came to the Oklahoma City Fairgrounds.
Over Lizzie McGuire.
100%. Raven, I think I modeled myself after Raven. Like, my sarcasm and, like, I would say, oh, snap, all the time.
Oh, I used to say that all the time.
For people that know me, like, I lived and breathed That's So Raven, and therefore the Cheetah Girls. So, That's So Raven is a comedy series based on this high school girl. Well, she starts out in middle school, Raven Baxter, and she is a psychic, and she has visions, at least one each episode, and they obviously see into the future, but they never give her the full detail of, like, the situation. And so Raven has a younger brother, Corey, and two parents, and then a best friend, Eddie and Chelsea. And so it's just about them navigating through Raven's world of visions and her trying to prevent visions. And then they end up not being a bad thing. It's honestly one of the funniest shows I think Disney Channel has ever had. I tried to find an episode. I watch one or two every night before I go to bed. Just the one I go to sleep to. It's Raven. And I watched one episode the other night and I was crying. I was laughing so hard. And I meant to write it down. So if I had to recommend one episode, it would be that one. But I couldn't find it when I went back. But an interesting fact that I read is that Raven was the first Disney Channel show to break an episode cap. So Disney Channel episode or series used to be capped at 65 episodes. And so Raven was doing so well at the end of the third season that they went on to make the fourth season, which is, I think, how shows like Hannah Montana and I think Wizards of Waverly Place, like,
and The Sweet Life of Zack and Cody.
Yeah, like, we're able to do so many.
Interesting.
Because, yeah.
I didn't know that they had a cap like that. That's
I didn't
cool.
either.
But, I mean, that explains so much, because, like, even
about
Stevens
ones,
and Lizzie McGuire, they were great shows, but they didn't last very long.
Yeah, so I thought that was super interesting. And I'm on season three right now, and I'm noticing that Raven's mother, Tanya, like, hasn't been in it as much. And I'm like, okay, well, this is weird. Like, why isn't she featured? And so I looked it up, and the woman who plays her, actually her grandmother was ill in real life. And so she kind of, during season three, like, wasn't there. And then she wasn't in the fourth season. Because mm-hmm. I remember, like, they end up writing her off. And
yeah.
And so it was kind of really sad to kind of.
And then from that show, there was the spinoff of Corey.
Yes, Corey in the House. That one was so good.
Okay. It was really good.
Because Corey is so funny, too. And it's interesting because Raven, she kind of looks the same, like, through the whole series because she's, like, kind of past the puberty stage. But Corey is, like, little Corey. And then, like, even by season three, I'm like, I think you grew, like, 7 inches. So it's really funny to kind of, like, watch them grow up. But probably my favorite thing besides just that Raven is just hilarious, like, she's so funny, is that it covers a lot of, like, hot topics. Like, there's one episode about body shaming where she's a designer. She mm-hmm. loves to design clothes, and this magazine picks her design up, and she's really excited, and she thinks that she's going to get to model it, and she doesn't get to, you know, because they said she's not the right size. So there's that. There's one episode that deals with racism, that Chelsea gets hired at this company and Raven doesn't. Bullying, smoking, stealing, like...
All the things.
But Raven somehow, like, makes it through everything, and she also dresses up in these crazy costumes that are just to die for. Like, ugh, it's just so
she
good.
Sometimes takes on an alter ego to try and intervene in the situation
100%.
That she's seen. Yeah.
It's so good. Now that I think about it, she might dress up, I would say, every other episode, every episode.
Yeah.
Like, to do something to try to prevent the vision that...
Yeah.
She sees it's going to happen.
Here's my question. Isn't there a new Raven?
Yes.
Is it out now?
Yes, it's called Raven's Home. And I watched it, obviously, because I loved That So Raven. And I liked it a lot better than I did Girl Meets World. I didn't like that as much as Boy Meets World. But so it centers around Raven has two children, a boy and a girl. And her son's name, who I can't think of right now, he is psychic. Mm. And so it's kind of about him. And for a while, Raven doesn't know. Like, his mom doesn't know. And eventually, like, they find out. So Chelsea has a son who also lives with them. So they're living together. And Raven and Chelsea's dynamic is totally still the same. So
it's
super funny, because I think that's what helps, is that the younger actors are good and they have their chemistry, but also so do the old. So it's a good level, mm-hmm. or a good mix of both. And then there's always classic characters that come to visit, so.
Awesome.
It's good. It's still on Disney Channel right now, so check it out.
So mine is Camp Rock, because I'm obsessed with the Jonas Brothers, just
a little bit. It's fine.
You know, not a lot. It's not a problem or anything. So this is one of the classic DCOMs from my childhood. It kind of followed the High School Musical time. Like, that's when they came out, when Disney was all about making all these movies with musicals, because High School Musical had done so well. So Shane Gray is a member of Connect 3 and is played by Joe Jonas. He is sent to Camp Rock to receive a reality check because he is full of himself and he does not know how to be a member of a band. So his uncle actually runs the camp, and throughout this movie, there's a romance kind of brewing. It's not really obvious throughout the movie, between him and Demi Lovato's character, Mitchie. The story is mostly about both characters kind of finding themselves. And overall, I think this movie aged well.
I agree.
I would definitely say that the Jonas Brothers are not the best actors. They are performers for a reason. I literally wrote this down. Here's what I wrote down. Kevin is the worst, and Nick is the best. Joe is mediocre.
That's fair.
However, when I watched this movie, I did not remember how little they were really in the movie. Like, Kevin and Nick are really not in the movie, like, at all. They're way more present in the sequel, which maybe that'll be my March episode.
Weren't they kind of written in to fit the movie, though?
So that was one thing we kind of learned from the documentary, was that Disney originally pitched Joe as being Shane Gray, and then Mr. Jonas, whose name is also Kevin, he pitched, hey, what if it's a band instead? And what if we have all of the brothers in the movie? And so that kind of happened. And while they were recording this is when really Jonas fandom kind of exploded across the nation. Mm-hmm. And so they were kind of off in this, like, retreat filming this movie, and they had no clue what was going on.
Yep.
And so when they came back was about the time of the whole state fair thing that you see featured in the documentary. But overall, I really think this movie is really awesome. It's very sweet. It's not overly long. And then the music in this movie is really, really good.
Yeah. What's your favorite song?
Probably This Is Me.
Classic.
Yeah. Yeah. My favorite of all of them is Introducing Me, where Nick is singing, like, all these things about himself. And it's so just cute. So cute.
Don't you agree, Ryan?
I love it so much.
Sure.
So are there any questions you guys have about this movie? There's lots of other characters that I really didn't talk about.
Okay, what are your opinions on Tess?
I don't like her. She's kind of a brat. But also, you feel, like, really bad for her.
Well, see, in some DCOMs, they're, like, the quote-unquote, like, bad girl or bad guy.
Yeah, mean girl.
Like, Sharpay. I love Sharpay.
Oh, who doesn't
love
Sharpay?
But, like, Tess?
I only feel bad for her in those 30 seconds where she's performing and her mom is there and she's so excited that her mom's there. But then her mom, like, takes a phone call and, like, leaves. Right. And you feel bad for her there. But it's at the end of the movie, so at that point you no longer, like, you've spent the whole movie hating her.
Right.
So then at that point you're like, ugh. I also got really frustrated with Mitchie because she really does sell out in this movie.
Yes.
She's like, I don't know, she's just, like, trying to be someone she's not, and I find that annoying.
Yeah.
But, yeah. Any questions you have, Ryan?
No.
Wait, okay, do I have one more. Do you think that the right person won Final Jam?
I don't remember off the top of my head. Oh, yeah. It was,
do you think she should have won?
Margaret. I don't know. I didn't think it was that great. You know, like, it was just kind of like a low-key performance, which I think is fine. I don't know why I didn't remember off the top of my head, but...
See, Hasta La Vista, I felt like, was the best one.
That's a good one.
And so I'm like, if you're not going to give it to Mitchie and Shane, like, that was the best one.
Yeah. I don't know. Yeah, definitely no. I'm going to go with no. Like, I get why they did it. Like, she was part of the clique and she found herself, but, like, yeah. Yeah, I would definitely say either Hasta La Vista or This Is Me, because, Joe, like, grabbing the microphone and just going
so
and singing.
I'm going to go home and watch it again. It's fine.
So this is also, Ryan shaking his head. This is also when, this is just a side note for the listeners, and if you don't like conspiracy theories, that's fine. So everyone knows that, like, Zac Efron and Vanessa Hudgens were, like, coupled together, and, like, no one really knows if they were ever actually together or if it was just kind of like
publicity,
a Disney coupling thing. I really believe the same thing happened to Joe and Demi because they, like, dated, air quotes, for a little bit. And I am of the belief that Demi Lovato is in love with Nick Jonas and will always be in love with Nick Jonas. And so I think this is where that love really began. And Ryan's like, I don't care. But this is my conspiracy theory. This is why I believe that she wasn't invited to the wedding.
Oof.
And, yeah.
You can find Hannah's conspiracy theories in the deep darkness of Reddit, so.
It's fine.
Hannah's not a conspiracy theory person until it comes to celebrity lives.
I just make things up, honestly. I also don't believe Sophie Turner is pregnant, which this might not age well, because she probably is.
Oh, I deleted social media, I have not even heard.
From what I've understood from your conversations with other people, that's not necessarily a conspiracy theory.
Oh,
that's
no.
just unconfirmed news.
Yeah.
And we haven't heard it from the actual sources.
Yeah.
She could pull a Kylie Jenner, though. No one will know. And then boom, baby.
I know nothing about the Kardashians.
Like, so Kylie Jenner was pregnant, had a baby, and nobody knew, which I was partially like, oh, good for you, like, for not selling your life to the public.
Yeah, which, I mean, I originally was like, Joe's so, like, over the top. I don't believe it because I feel like he would be, like, on top of buildings screaming it.
That's fair.
But they also got married in a secret wedding in Vegas. But that got out within, like, hours of it happening.
But it's also, this is something, this is very different. And you don't know Sophie Turner in terms of what she wants to value in terms of privacy and stuff.
Speaking of which, Sophie Turner just had a birthday. Do you know how old she is? Take a guess.
Like, Joe 22?
How old do you say?
22, 23? I know she's
I'd probably say 21.
She's 24.
Okay.
I knew which she was young. Really surprised by, because I don't know. She just, maybe it's because of how her features are. She just looks older to me. I don't know.
And that's taller people also, like, I just feel like
she is
they're older.
Well, and Joe is short. It's like a combination of the two. Let's get to Mandalorian Minute.
We're not timing this at a minute again, guys. We're not doing that.
Even though there's less information to talk about. I don't even have my phone, so it's fine. So Disney confirmed in their February earnings report that season 2 will release in October of 2020.
Yes.
Thoughts and feelings.
All the feelings. Positive feelings.
Yes. Okay, so I haven't watched Rebels yet, but I heard that there could be some intertwining, like characters introduced from Rebels into The Mandalorian.
That would be interesting.
So it makes me very interested to watch Rebels before October gets here.
Yes. And that's interesting because I want to say that the Star Wars Rebels ship, which I don't know the name and I couldn't pick it out of a lineup, was included in the massive Rebel armada that showed up in the final movie. So that could just be kind of expanding.
I can relate.
Yes. But that's exciting. Yes. It's exciting.
Yes.
Yes.
Also, Baby Yoda merchandise. You can pre-order it.
There's a lot of Baby Yoda merchandise already available.
Well, I'm talking like parks. Well, girl, you going to travel to Disney and go get you some merchandise?
You can order Disney park stuff off shopdisney.com.
I know, but not from the parks. Like, regular merchandise. No. I'm talking about, like, not from the Disney parks. Like, all the other merchandise, like Walmart, Target.
Oh, got you.
I'm for the poor people who aren't going to pay Disney parks price.
It's not bad. It's not.
You're crazy.
Okay. Guess we're going to end with that. Thank you so much for listening. We would love to have you share, like, subscribe, do all the things. Right now, what would really help the most is if you could leave a review on Apple Podcasts, even if that's not where you're listening, that would be so helpful. That's how people are able to find the podcast, that are not currently listening or not connected to me. So if you could do that, that'd be awesome. Obviously, sharing on social media is always helpful as well. Even though Katie doesn't have social media, it's fine.
See you in 2021.
She'll leave an Apple Podcast.
Yeah, I will.
Review. Thank you. I think that's all.
I think that's it. I'm excited to see what next month holds.
Woohoo! Make sure to follow us on Facebook and Instagram at Princess and the Podcast, and on Twitter and TikTok at Princess and Pod. I hope you all live happily ever after.